You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
Many of us have heard of genetically modified food crops such as corn, tomatoes, or canola. The genes of these plants are often crossed with the genes of a completely different species, sometimes animals, and then patented to ensure property rights to the company that produces the seeds. But many of us have yet to hear of animals genetically modified for commercial agriculture. The EnviroPig would have been the world's first. The research development of this genetically modified pig was just halted earlier this month. And joining me to discuss this project is Paul Slomp. Paul is the Youth Vice President of the National Farmers Union, and we reached him in Ottawa. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Describe this pig to me called the EnviroPig.
Well, this pig was the idea behind this pig was that it would poop out less phosphorus. And there's often a huge environmental concern around large pig barns that they have too much phosphorus in the environment, which causes all sorts of problems with groundwater and surface water and those sorts of things. So this pig was developed to poop out less phosphorus to reduce the environmental pressure that it would cause.
And what genetic mechanism was used to try and change the pig's digestive system?
So there's a certain form of phosphorus in pig feed called phytate that pigs are not really able to digest. So this genetically modified pig would produce an enzyme in its saliva that would help break down this form of phosphorus. So they crossed a pig with the genes of a mouse and a bacteria to produce this enzyme called phytase, and that would get mixed in with the feed as they were consuming it, and that would help break down the phosphorus in the feed.
So how is the genetically modified pig being promoted to farmers? What benefits were intended?
Well, they were hoping to, first of all, reduce the amount of phosphorus in the pig manure and the environmental concerns around that. They were also hoping that they would be able to produce, grow a little bit quicker, and they were also claiming that these pigs would, that the feed costs would go down because they would be taking up these nutrients more efficiently.
Paul, what negative implications did you see arising from this project of trying to genetically modify a farm animal?
Well, there are a number of concerns around the genetic modification of food animals. The biggest one that the National Farmers Union was concerned with was whether or not consumers were ready to accept this technology. So there was a recent survey done by Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, and they found that 64% of Canadians are not ready to accept genetically modified food animals. Now, as farmers, we, like the people who grow pigs, our markets are in jeopardy when a genetically modified pig comes onto the marketplace, especially in a place like Canada where genetically modified foods aren't labeled. So if there is genetically modified pork on the grocery store shelves, then the consumers have no way of differentiating that pork from the regular pork that isn't genetically modified. And our concern was that consumers would move away from pork altogether, thus hurting the bottom line of farmers.
So what led to the collapse of the research project?
Well, the research project actually started in the mid-90s at the University of Guelph. And they, one of the main sponsors of this project was an association of Ontario pork farmers. And they always fund a lot of different types of research in the pork industry. But in the last 15 years, what we've seen is this supplement that, this enzyme that the pig produces in its salivary gland, this phytase, has actually been commercially produced as a pig feed additive. So what we've seen is that this technology has become redundant. This enviro pig, or the genetically modification of a pig, is no longer necessary because now there is a cost neutral additive that farmers can add to the feed. So that has come into play. Plus, when this research project was initially being developed, they were hoping that the Canadian consumer would be ready to accept genetically modified pigs as food 15 years down the line. But the consumer shift the consumer perception of genetically modified foods hasn't changed. In fact, it's actually become more militant against genetically modified foods. So for those two reasons, the Association of Ontario Pork Producers has decided to defund this research project at the University of Guelph.
So talk a little bit about the organizations that were supporting the original research then. You mentioned Ontario Pork. Who else was involved?
So Ontario Pork was the main one, but the Ontario Ministry of Food and Agriculture was also a supporter, but they were mainly supportive in a nominal role. They weren't really adding a lot of funding and those sorts of things.
So there weren't large biotech firms behind this then?
No, exactly. So this technology was being developed with the hope that that a biotech company would take over this technology as soon as it was ready to be commercialized into the marketplace. And what we've seen as a result of the consumer hesitance around genetically modified foods, there really aren't any major biotech companies that are looking to commercialize this pig. So the University of Guelph is ready to commercialize this enviro pig, but there aren't any biotech firms that are willing to take this on.
Paul, do you think it's likely that something like this, obviously this project seems like it's unlikely to go forward, but what about a similar kind of project where genetically modified animals might become commercialized? How do you see that scenario? Do you see that scenario kind of playing out?
Well, there's currently one other genetically modified food animal that was kind of racing the enviro pig to be the first to be commercialized, and that is a genetically modified salmon that is being developed, and they're hoping to start hatching eggs in Prince Edward Island, actually. But that one is in front of the courts in the U.S. right now. Other than that, I just don't really see this moving forward in the next 10 years or so. Canadian consumers and consumers around the world just aren't ready to accept genetically modified food animals. There's a strong correlation between the genetic modification of foods and the ability for people to visualize what that food looks like. So right now we see crops like soybeans and canola and corn being genetically modified, but that's because consumers really don't have a clear sense of where those products end up. But if you look at a genetically modified food animal like a pig or a salmon, eaters have a very clear understanding of what that looks like on their plate, and they're just not ready to accept that.
Paul, what do you think needs to be done to ensure that those kinds of organisms don't enter the agricultural market at all in the future?
Well, what the National Farmers Union would really like to see is we would like to see the federal government impose a moratorium on the production and the distribution and the sale of genetically modified foods until certain questions around the consumer acceptance, the health implications, the environmental implications, and the profitability for farmers, and who actually owns this technology. Until all of those questions are openly debated by Canadians, and the majority of Canadians are satisfied with the answers that we've come up with.
Well, it's been great talking to you about this this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
I've been speaking with Paul Slomp. Paul is the Youth Vice President of the National Farmers Union.